Hey everybody, welcome to the Follow to Lead podcast, a Christian Leaders podcast brought to you by Greg Fay Insurance. If you haven't reached out to my friend Greg yet, do so today. Get the coverage you need and the customer service you deserve. Friends, welcome to this special deeper dive. You know, this week on the podcast, we had the opportunity to talk to some amazing authors about their book, Lead with Prayer. And one of the things that really stuck out to me is how they are just constantly leaning into prayer in a very clear and practical way, a very non-digital way, a very just relational, authentic way. And I thought, what a great opportunity to do a deeper dive on prayer while also talking about what God has been doing at Follow to Lead. So let's start with prayer. One of the things that I truly believe is that if you commit to what I call L-shaped listening, where you listen to God and listen to people at the same time, you'll hear from God in profound ways. That's been how I've operated the last couple of years, really intentionally, trying hard every day to listen and be obedient to what God has for us. That process is messy. It's like art. It's definitely not a science. I don't always get it right. And yet I trust that God will meet me in those moments. That God is bigger than my misinterpretations of his will or my lack of obedience or any of those spaces that you might find yourself in. But prayer is that relational tool that reminds us of who God is. And so leading with prayer is the best, most comprehensive way to lead, to make sure that you're walking with the God of all creation. And I wanted to start with that because this week on the podcast, we rebranded. After 5 years, the Reclamation Podcast is now the Follow to Lead Podcast. Now, if you're a subscriber, you already get it. You get the podcast. It's in your inbox because that's the way RSS feeds work. So you might be asking yourself the question, Tony, you've been doing this for a long time. Why now? What does that mean? And this is what I'll tell you is I feel like God has been leading me in this direction for quite some time. And if I'm really honest, I've been scared. You know, a lot of people will tell you that once you build a brand and people know the brand, don't change the brand. And so as I was years and years pouring into the Reclamation name and community and advertising and all the things, one of the things that happened is that I began to build a little bit of a following. The podcast has become successful, wildly successful from where I thought it would ever be. We've already eclipsed so many more downloads than I ever thought we would be possible. And honestly, I never thought I would last this long or fall in love with podcasting the way that I have. And so about a year ago, some of you might remember, I began to shift the podcast more towards faith-driven executives and entrepreneurs. And the Reclamation Podcast was just, you know, kind of just narrowing down more and more. What does that niche look like? And eventually it just made sense to begin to shift from Reclamation to what I was doing in the coaching world. Follow to Lead Coaching is 1 year old this March, and God has done so many amazing and generous things. As that brand continues to grow, it only was natural to bring the podcast under that movement. Really, for me personally, what it does is it brings a sense of alignment. See, I love Christian leaders. I love leaders who are out there grinding and working and trying to seal their identity in Christ and yet understand that they still have to make profit and lead people and people don't perform and it's messy. And I just love all of that. I love working with those leaders and talking to them and learning from them. I also love working with the lay leader who's just trying to serve God in the local church. And it's just, there's so many beautiful things about that. that it just made sense to continue to whittle down to something super, super specific. And that's how the Follow the Lead podcast was born. And then the scary part was actually doing it. Right. And if you're a leader, you know that there's a lot of great ideas. And the scary part for a lot of us is the implementation. And I'll be honest, some of the feedback I heard was not great. And some of it is hard and confusing. And I'll be honest, when anytime you change a brand, you never know where your brand is. And so it's a process. But don't let the fear of the outcome stop you from what God is calling you to. And I think that's part of what it means to lead with prayer, to step out boldly and courageously and to be obedient to what God is calling you to. And again, trusting that maybe you're wrong and God will just make it right, but also maybe you're right and God will bless it beyond measure. You just won't know until you do it. And so this is me doing it, Lord. Whatever you're going to do after that is completely up to you, but this is me doing it and I trust you and I see you and I want to be obedient. If you're a leader, let me just encourage you. Lean into obedience. Lean into prayer. Lean into what God has for you. One of the things that I love about the name Follow the Lead is that its origin story comes from John 13, 3 through 5. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. Jesus knew who he was, and because of that, he was able to serve. Such an important lesson for me, for you, for leaders everywhere. So friends, thank you for your willingness to go on this journey. Thank you for your willingness to step out in faith and to be a part of the Follow to Lead community. If there's anything I can do to serve you, I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, special thanks to our incredible sponsors, Elevate Realty, Five Star Home Services. They are really pouring into making this podcast the best possible podcast it can be. So as always, thank you for being part of this community. And remember, if you want to follow Jesus, you must be willing to move.